Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic. We're talking about Disney.
Yes, we are. We have some fun news. We have some fun events. Rose actually tried some of the food at the festival that she's going to share. So it's going to be a very exciting adventure tonight.
We do also have a correction that we need to address.
Yes, we do. Our silent partner.
Thanks, Magical Munchkin. Let us know. That we had forgotten one of the most important rides in Magic Kingdom.
True.
We had forgotten to list the People Mover.
Oh, I have to admit, Rose, up until this last trip, the People Mover to me was, oh my gosh, like this elevator that just escalator takes us places. It's comfortable. It's breezy. It's awesome. It was nice. And you can sit on it and go around as many times as you want. They can't kick you off.
I have a feeling that eventually they would, but I've never tested that. I've only ever gone around once and gotten off, so.
Well, I'm testing it next time we're down there in July.
Right, we'll see. Don't get yourself banned.
Don't what?
Don't get yourself banned.
Never. Me? Uh-uh. Can't do that. I'd be like so depressed if I wasn't going to go to Disney.
Anyway, so for the People Mover, for myself, I probably would have put it fifth down on my list for Magic Kingdom, which would have been after Big Thunder, but before Tiana's Bayou.
Well, Rose is a lot more organized than I am because I can't even find in the Google document where it would go.
Click my little picture and you'll come up to where I am.
Oh, okay. People Mover, I would say probably halfway down underneath like the Mad Tea Party.
I mean, it's probably the spinning cups with me.
We'll see.
Yeah, I spin way too fast for you.
Yeah, you do. I'm a little bit older. Just had my birthday, so I'm like a little bit older. Okay.
All right. Now that we have addressed our correction, thank you, Munchkin. Magical Munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm picturing a Munchkin from Dunkin' Donuts with like magic sparkles all around it.
I'm thinking a Munchkin from like the Wizard of Oz. We represent the lollipop trees, a guild, lollipop guild.
Okay. Magical Munchkin, which one she would prefer?
Oh, probably neither. She's going to change her name. Okay. I have news.
Alrighty.
Okay. As Rose was actually at the park, the Epcot Center behind the France Pavilion actually caught on fire. Some visitors had to be evacuated from Remy's. No one was injured, but Rose was at the park that day. So Rose, I'm so glad that you came home and you didn't stay later.
Yes, I had gone home earlier, so I was not there at the time.
Right. Okay, my next news. Snow White was released on 3/21, and it is the 24th live action movie that Disney has presented. I think they have like two more in the works. It brought in only $43 million opening weekend. Now, I thought, oh my gosh, $43 million, that's a lot. Until I did a little research, Lion King, $191 million. Cinderella, $91 million. Jungle Book, $103 million. And that's just the opening weekend. So I did a little more research. The only one underneath it that I could find was Mulan. Sorry, Rose. Mm-hmm. But I was reading reviews about why, because I didn't see it. I'm not a Snow White fan. I like the original. I know you love it. And we're not going to talk trash about anything, but look at the reviews. And I mean, there's some very understandable reasons why.
There's some controversial reasons behind the movie, and we will stop at that.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, I love musicals, but when you look at the dance, the movements, the songs, the costumes draw me, like the Aladdin live action. I loved all those colors. Again, that was controversy, the colors, but I loved it. So, you know, everyone formed their own opinions. Some people like it, some people don't.
Yeah. I love it. I have been rewatching some of the Disney classics recently. So,
yes. Yes. Enjoying the last of your spring break.
Yeah, that's over now.
Yeah, it's over. The other thing. What?
I was going to pop in. Okay. The France Pavilion is reopened because it was in the France Pavilion. There was a slight fire in the back of one of the temporary kitchens.
True. Yep. But I mean, the smoke, the TikTok videos, everything on it is amazing. Yeah.
No one seems to have been hurt, so thank God for that.
It was like about, what, like 10 o'clock at night, too, I think, 10, 15. So they were very lucky.
Not quite. There are still people in the park, Mom.
Okay. The other thing is just a reminder, there's no smoking anywhere in Disney except the marked spots. I mean, Rose, you had something happen this weekend, but we've had it, too, where, you know, you walk by someone, you're like, why are they smoking? Be courteous, everyone. And then also...
It's rude.
May 4th is... May the 4th be with you. I know I do that big thing with my students. You're probably going to do it with your fourth graders too. But the annual pass holders is at capacity. So you can't go that day, Rose. I'm really sorry.
It's a school day anyways.
Yeah. So, but those are my news. And I know Rose has some news too.
Yeah. I would not be going due to the fact that I'm going to be at school.
You're what?
I'm going to be at school, but annual pass holders rejoice because there are some good to go days announced for April this year.
What is a good to go day? April
1st and 2nd is your good to go days. That means you do not need to make a reservation to go to Disney World that day. You can just pop on over to any of the parks.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they have random good to go days. It's usually when they think that there'll be less people, and they tend to be on school days.
Oh, that's okay. That's what days offer for.
Yeah. There's some hints that Star Tours might be getting another update and the new permit that was released for that area.
I heard that too.
Sorry. That is exciting. I really do hope that that's true. Mm-hmm. And that is the one over in Walt Disney World, not Walt Disneyland.
Okay.
I'm saying a lot for some reason. Dinosaur permit has been hinting at its new extinction because it expires March next year. So it will, if it closes down, it will have to happen before then.
I thought it was closing down. I thought they were shutting Dinosaur down.
It's not set to close according to news until 2026, but the permit expires in March of 2026. So.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Good news for my mother.
Oh, I like this. Yes.
So Disney may develop Figment beyond Epcot.
Yes, I saw that. I don't know what it means, but I saw that.
And I think it is for all of the people my age and slightly older who are just absolutely loving Figment.
Okay.
Has made that fist very going out like Figment. We've been very happy with him, so they're trying to give us what we want.
Well, I have to say, everything that you bring back from the parks, from the festivals, it's all Figment related.
Oh, yeah, so much Figment.
Which, and he's like the character. And I thought, that's very strange that they're choosing Figment out of everyone. But I have to say, I love Figment. Not as much as Pooh, but I love Figment.
To be fair, if you're looking at original characters in Epcot, you got Figment.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like, there's going to be two new DVC members' lounges. One of them has opened up. And that is the one in Magic Kingdom. It is officially open. Congratulations to DVC members.
What's DVC?
Disney Vacation Club.
Oh.
Stop taking away from the rest of us, please. Because you were also, you know how I've been talking occasionally about, hey, there's been this wall up in the Canada Pavilion. I wonder what they're building.
Yes.
It's a DVC lounge.
Okay. Well, you know what? If it wasn't for the DVC people, Disney wouldn't be just as big. So they can afford it.
They can afford it. However, I was really hoping that they would expand the Canadian Pavilion to more things.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to do something else. Like, you know, they do Greece. You know, you never know.
Yeah. The Extravaganza Easter egg hunt has arrived at Disney World in Epcot. So that is the second scavenger hunt of this festival. You get to look for Easter eggs.
That's pretty cool. Is it an extra fee like the Christmas festival and stuff?
Yes, it will be an extra fee just like the other one. But you're going to be getting a paint your own character egg.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So that is the prize. You get to choose from a couple different characters like Hopper, Mickey, Minnie, the bunny from Alice, and then Chip and Dale. Hey guys, it's Rose. Some exciting Disney news that dropped after we recorded this episode is that Buzz Lightyear Spin is going to be getting a upgrade as it, and it looks very cool. We've seen some pictures and videos online from the Imagineers, but they're going to be having a refurbishment starting in August this year. All right, Mom, are you ready for our actual topic today?
I am. Magic was my favorite. This is my second favorite.
So this is my favorite. So,
oh, good. I want to know why it's your favorite.
I love Epcot.
Also, what?
Food.
I was going to say I love the food too, but we're not talking about the food, Rose. We are talking about rank the rides.
One day we have to do a thing where we like rank which park we like most based on like characters, rides, food, and see which one that we find as our overall.
Yep, and I guarantee you and I are going to be opposite.
Oh yeah,
there's.
It's going to be fun.
We are both foodies, but we're like opposite ends of the alphabet foodies.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So
I love the food in Epcot and Animal Kingdom because I love trying different cultures of foods.
And I love the usual. Like, I can't wait to go. I don't eat pizza at home, but I can't wait to go to France and have the pizza and the baguette.
You mean the Italy pizza?
Oh, Italy. Sorry. Yeah.
And, well, to be fair, I cannot wait to go back to Jersey and get Jersey pizza.
Oh, okay. How about Jersey bagels?
Jersey bagels. I actually still have one frozen in my freezer.
Oh, yum. I have one. I'm getting them Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm saving mine for a special occasion. Also, when I come up a few months, might want to buy some frozen bagels at that place that we can buy frozen bagels, and I'll take them home.
You got it. And I should probably give you your Heath Bar cookies from Woodlock that I have frozen for you.
You had cookies and you didn't give them to me? I was messed up last week.
I know, I forgot. I also had the bottle drink you like from China with the little bead in it.
Japan, ramen.
I do those for you too, and I forgot.
Mom, I feel betrayed.
I know. I'm so sorry. Don't worry, I'll make it up to you. I'll get you frozen bagels. Okay, so we are talking about ranking the rides in Epcot.
Yes. So are we starting at the bottom again today?
Oh, yep. Okay, we can go to mine. Now,
I'm kind of enjoying starting at the bottom.
What?
I'm kind of enjoying starting at the bottom, like builds the tension.
That's okay. What's funny is I categorize this. I put it in order, put it in God document, did it really nice. This morning, it's all messed up.
What did you do, Mom?
I don't know. Okay, my bottom and your bottom match, except for the air conditioning.
Yeah, so interesting enough, I think we have at least two matches.
Okay.
So
they were lined up column to column, but I don't know how to fix it now.
Would you like to say it or should I?
You can say it because this is your favorite, one of your favorite places.
Reflections of China.
Yep.
So the Reflections of China, for those of you who don't know, because it is technically a show and not like a ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the shows in as well as the rides because yes, there's so many attractions. Is a show you can actually sit during it, which is nice. And there is air conditioning in the China Pavilion. And it is a 360 show that you get to see the sights and sounds of China.
Right. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was good. But the air conditioning was amazing. But you got to get a seat back a little because all those little benches all over the place.
Yes. Well, we always go for the seats because...
We do, because that's what we like.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your one up from that?
I was going to say why I don't enjoy it as much is...
Oh, sorry.
It feels old.
Oh.
It feels like it was filmed in the 80s and they never changed it.
Rose, I'm sure it was, just like everything else.
You look at the fashion and stuff of the people and I'm like, yeah, this feels old.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see a little bit, like... The 2000s, because you got like COVID, you know, you want to see some recent pictures from everywhere, not just, you know, China.
Yeah, I don't think they've changed it since a long time.
I would like soaring. Actually, talking about that, I would love soaring. Is soaring one of these?
Soaring is one of these. It is somewhere on yours.
Okay, yep, I got it. And I'll talk about soaring later. Next one up, Rose.
So my next one up is a character meet and greet, which I put in for some of these because we need more things to pack up the attractions. The meet Anna and Elsa.
No.
Yes.
Oh, heartbroken.
I'm not really a character meet and greet person.
I know, but they're wonderful characters.
Okay. There's other characters I would rather go meet.
Okay, mine is the Encanto celebration. I am not a fan of Encanto.
And you've never actually gone, so.
No, but I wouldn't because I'm not a fan. The music is really good. Anyway, next.
All right, so I actually put Canada far and wide for a lot of the same reasons of Reflections of China. I know you disagree, but again, you're either standing at the benches or you get one of the coveted benches, the seat benches. And it's very pretty, and I definitely do go and see it a lot. It feels old.
Okay, you're right. That's a good reason. Honestly, mine is Mission Space. I can't take the G-force on my head. My age is showing with that one. That I've never been able to do.
Do the other track, the one without as much. Just going like back and forth instead of the G-force.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much. Nope. Oh. If I was like 40 years younger in your age, well, actually 30 years younger in your age.
I don't know. You might like it.
Okay. Next one.
Hey, Mom, guess what?
What?
We match.
No way. You're like a history person. You actually put the American Adventure?
Yeah, I put the American Adventure.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
Which again, seats, air conditioning, nice. The show bores me.
Yeah.
I love history. It's dry.
It is dry. I do like it though, looking at all the presidents. I do admit that. Or is that the Hall of Presidents?
That, I believe, is the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, okay. Okay, the next one. Guess what, Rose? We're the same.
Oh my goodness, we're the same again? We have three
matches. That's as far as I can see. I can't see any more yours. Meet beloved Disney pals at Mickey and Friends.
Yes. So, again, I am not the biggest meet and greet person, which is why this is also pretty low on my list. Honestly, the bottom couple are interchangeable depending on the day.
True. Okay. I mean, if there's a character I want to meet and there's no line, I'm going for it. But
yeah. I did actually do this, and I think the characters enjoyed the shirt I was wearing more than...
Which shirt?
So I went during a food and wine celebration, and I had my Because Science shirt with the science Muppets.
Oh, that's right. Oh, with the Muppets, the new one coming, too.
Which I had gotten because science, I teach science.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
I wear that to school sometimes. My kids love it.
Good for you. Good.
But yeah. They liked my shirt.
What?
They liked my shirt. They like pointing at my shirt.
Well, that's good. They're interacting, which is really great about being a Disney character. Okay. Yes. Next.
So I apparently put a lot of shows at the bottom. I put Disney's and Pixar short films, which I actually really do enjoy. But at this time, I think I've just seen it so many times that I'm like, can we get some new shows?
Got it. I like them. Yeah, I agree with you. The Grand Fiesta Tour, what is that?
So that's the one in Mexico redid. They just ramped it up.
The boat ride?
Yes. They just replaced the screens, upgraded the quality of the videos and stuff recently. I have to go and see it. They just opened it the other day.
Okay. Maybe I'll go higher on my list then. Mm. Okay. My next one up is the Beauty and the Beast sing-along, which I've never done, but again, I would like to because I love the songs from Beauty and the Beast.
You might enjoy it. It was, I will say, as someone who's gone recently, it was definitely enjoyable.
Good. Okay. What's yours? Hey, don't move it.
All right. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Rose is playing with the document, folks, if you don't know what we're doing here. Okay.
There you go. All right. Sorry. I just had to scoot something. Frozen Ever After?
Yeah. Okay.
I would have preferred going on Maelstrom, even though it was a little bit of a crazy
story. I think you also, because the LED projectors weren't working when we went through. So you saw the bodies with like black faces
that were creepy. I've gone twice. Mm-hmm. And the other time they were like off. They were like uncanny valleying.
Okay.
Where it just wasn't quite projected correctly and it
is creepy. We were the one where it was like a half moon, like it was half black and half like their faces. Yeah, that was kind of disturbing.
Yeah, so that's not going to go anywhere close to the top of my list.
Okay. Now, I was excited about this one. I was excited when we walked into it thinking, man, this is great, until I walked in and it's a preschool room. I was like, okay, this is the end of this. Turtle Talk with Crush. What was I expecting? You know, but I really expected like some adult, like, you know, he's such a cool dude, Turtle. But I was like, okay, I'm back at school. But okay.
I endured that. But I actually have next the Encanto Celebration, which honestly, I love music. I'm going to enjoy most things with music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also, next.
Gotten to the category of I'm enjoying most of this. We've been at that, but I'm enjoying that. It is okay, outside, next. So there is not a lot of shade. And let me actually talk about it, please.
Go ahead.
I love that there's a little bit of trivia that goes along with it. I love it's not the whole song, and they do a lot of audience participation, which is nice.
That is nice. And there it's very upbeat. I mean, the songs are so upbeat and so moving.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's fun. It's just nice to sit there, especially if you get a shaded spot, and just sit for a little bit and watch it. I like audience participation.
Okay. Mine was The Seas with Nemo and Friends. I enjoyed it. I love the water, its tranquility, just the idea of it. I liked it.
All right.
Yeah.
I put Turtle Talk next.
Mm.
So I did not have as off-putting experience as Turtle Talk. I know I, at the time, had just finished teaching preschool.
True.
And actually, no, I was actually still teaching preschool at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I dealt with little ones every day, but I thought it was cute. I thought the questions cute. And how they reacted were adorable. I loved seeing the different characters. I thought it was very clever how they put it together. It was like a more kid-friendly version of the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Exactly. And I think that's what it's made for. And the kids were just enthralled by it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it was great for little kids. But if you're an adult, don't expect Monsters, Inc. I think that's what I walked into thinking.
Mm.
My next one is Going Away. And it's always been one of my favorites. It's Journey with Figment. If they're redoing the Figment Pavilion, obviously they're probably going to redo that. But
I don't remember us saying that. I said that he's going to be going into things outside of Epcot.
Yeah, I hope they don't lose it. But they need to revamp it too.
Yeah.
But I do. He's one of my favorite characters. I love when you walk in. I know I've said this before on our podcast. His upside down room. You know, granted, it's all that black light stuff, but it looks so bright and vivid. But when you walk into their musical area, you got to do something with that. Make it more interactive.
Oh, yeah. That like half the time, half of the music stuff doesn't actually work.
And it's been the same thing since it's got to be almost 20 years that they haven't changed it.
Yeah, especially since like the science, the cutting edge technology things. Like,
yeah,
I'm looking at that like, gosh, I feel like I'm in an old campy science video from like they used to wheel on carts, but before Bill Nye, like before Bill Nye's type of science.
Yeah, well, Bill Nye was amazing with Ellen DeGeneres in the land.
Ooh, could you imagine if instead of the person there, they've got Bill Nye to be the person with Figment?
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, that would be amazing because he has such a... I would love to bring some of that science and energy back.
Oh, please.
That was great. Okay.
I actually follow Bill Nye on TikTok, so...
I follow him on Instagram. And I actually show his videos to my kids sometimes.
I have especially done the same thing.
What?
I've done the same thing.
I love... Because we're learning about rainbows, so the prisms. He's got one about prisms and... I'm sorry. We're getting off. Okay. Teacher talk. We'll do a teacher one day.
Or maybe we'll just have a whole Bill Nye the Science Guy one. If you would like us to do that, let us know, please.
Exactly.
We could talk about Bill Nye for 2 hours.
Okay. What was yours?
That was mine. We were at me.
I thought we were at me. We're at Journey of Figment. We were talking about Figment.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I was like, did I just talk about Turtle Talk? So my next one is Moana Journey of Water.
Because you want more.
Oh, yeah. I want so much more to that.
But it's so refreshing to walk through there.
I will agree. It is very nice and refreshing, especially on a hot day where it is extremely crowded. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I expected more or like bigger when we did it.
Yeah, me too. Now that Moana 2's out, I'm wondering if they're going to, because there's room next to it to divide. I also want to hear music. Like, I want to hear the rock singing. I want to hear Moana. I want to hear some music.
I mean, they had the one music where you could play the little streams.
Yeah, I had to drag you out of that.
Oh, yeah. The only reason I get out of that section is because there's little kids wanting to, and I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay. Mine is Meet Anna and Elsa. And then right on top of that is Frozen Ever After. I mean, I group them together because they're kind of the same.
Mm.
So, but I love Frozen. I enjoy the movie. I love Olaf.
Do we need to go meet Anna and Elsa when you're down here next?
Nope. I want to meet Olaf, though.
Olaf's in a different park.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying I want to meet Olaf. Okay. I want to meet Winnie the Pooh. I want my picture with Winnie the Pooh.
We have to get there around noon to the England Pavilion to be able to do that.
Okay. We'll see. If not, it's fine. I have memories.
I actually did it, so. All right. My next one was The Seas with Nemo and Friends. I love looking at aquariums, so I'm not paying as much attention to the actual storyline as I am to the parts where we get to see into the aquarium.
I know, me too. Like, I'm looking like, ooh, what is in there? What is in there? What is in there?
Sometimes you see divers in there. Oh, if I could dive, I'd love to sign up to do that one day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I did too, so go ahead.
My next is Remy's Adventure.
No.
Hear me out.
Okay.
The first time I went on this, I was by myself. It was my first solo Disney trip.
Okay.
And I did not know what it was going in.
Okay.
And it just was not that exciting to me.
Okay.
I have gone back multiple times since. I'm gonna do enjoy it better now. But that first time is still etched in my memory of like, what is going on? Also, now that they have the single rider, they're scooting three people into each of the rows, and it's tight.
It is tight, yeah. Okay.
It's tight sometimes with two people if we're on the larger size.
Yeah. But
yeah, or I was, even, yeah.
Or even long legs. You know, you got to worry about that, too, when you're in these seats, because you don't know. You got to keep your legs together if you're squished.
Yeah.
Okay, I put Guardians as my next. Have I ever gone on Guardians?
No, you have not.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to, but I did. When I was researching, I did a video of the ride, and it looked okay. Like, I could do it, but I don't want to nix it, but...
It is similar to Space Mountain in a way. It has maybe just a little bit more G-Force, but it is similar.
Okay, might want to try it this time.
And it has good music.
Yes, it does. Well, Rose, that's the music I grew up on. That's the 80s music. You know, that's what I love.
So... Okay. All right. My next one, I'm surprised this wasn't higher on your list. That's where I put Journey with Figment.
Ah, well, because there's other ones that I really enjoy, and each time I'm going to go back for them. That's why.
And you're not going to go on to the one with the 5-10 minute wait?
What's a 5-10 minute wait?
Figment, like every day.
Of course I will, because there's no wait. Yeah.
But yeah, I do enjoy that there's basically no wait most days, which mm-hmm. if they revamped it probably would change, but
yeah, true.
It's a nice ride. Not a huge fan of the smell section. Pro tip, if you're in the smell thing section, think coffee and it helps with the smell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Milan is my next one. There's one part, there's two parts that where there's a cool mist that comes over the rocks and down on you. And it just reminds me of like fresh air conditioning. I love that part. I it's so silly, but those are the two parts. I wish there were some scents in there though.
Yeah.
Because the water does get stagnant smell after a while. But if there was like more like coconut, you know, scents that are done with Moana and the beach, I think that would be kind of cool.
Okay, so you said the mist coming down, and you're like, it reminds me of air conditioning. My man went to camp where they had those little like mist.
Oh, the misters, right, from Girl Scout camp.
Yeah.
That could be, they have those throughout the park too, those big misters.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my mind went when you said mist, and like Girl Scout camp.
Yeah. That was good memories that burned down. Okay.
Twice.
Yes. Okay, your next one?
The Grand Fiesta Tour. I like boat rides.
Oh, I like boat rides too. I just wish it was a different character.
It's Donald.
Yeah, it's Donald. Yay.
Do you know at one point Donald was actually bigger than Mickey Mouse?
Okay. You know, again, everyone loves their own characters. There's people out there that say, how can you like Pooh Bear? How can you like Stitch? You know, it's everyone's personal preference.
Yeah, I get the Stitch part. Like, Stitch is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Disney and Pixar short films. I love the comfortable seating, the music. It's kind of funny. But I also like that you can just sit and relax. Mm-hmm. It's like Carousel of Progress, but like 200 times better.
I like the horse one, the one with the Mickey and Minnie that goes.
Yeah,
that's a really cool one. I love that one.
Is that the one that's black and white also? Color and white?
Yeah, it's black and white and it goes to color and everything. Yes.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Out of the three, I like that one. I like the one with the doggy.
Of course you did.
The one Piper doesn't fascinate me as much, but that also might be because the first time I saw that, I was teaching a lesson on it in school. Yeah.
Zilch. Now we don't want to talk about it, right?
Alrighty. Okay. I put Beauty and the Beast sing-along. I actually just went on that Saturday.
Right.
And you I did. It was nice.
I've never done it, so you gotta do it. What?
Chairs are not as comfy, but it's still very nice.
Are those little white chairs that are like wedding chairs?
No, it's like an auditorium chair.
Okay.
You know the ones with like the flop down?
Yes. See? I sure do.
That type of thing.
Although we don't have an auditorium in my school. Okay. My next one is Canada Far and Wide. The beauty of Canada is beautiful. Plus, I love Canada. I want to go to Canada one day. And just the idea of Canada just reminds me of hockey and coldness and beautiful landscapes and maple sugaring and, you know. What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just seeing how many we both have left to make sure that we are on the same one.
I have 5 left.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, your turn.
I thought I started.
Well, I would too, remember? I did Frozen and Meet Anna.
And we had the same first one, so that threw me off.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay.
All right. Yeah, sorry. My mother was seeing me scroll around on the document for a second.
Right, and when she scrolls around, it messes mine up too, so. Okay. Oops.
Sorry, would you like to continue with your Canada Far and Wide?
Nope. I said all I need to say. Everyone knows how much I gush about Canada.
All right, so my next one is Soaring Around the World.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Guess what mine is?
Soaring Around the World.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this really cool fact about when they did a recent, I think it was for D23 or one of the press releases, they took the opening of Soaring and basically redid it with the same people, but today.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Maybe not all the same people, but they had the person with the hat, and like it was the older version with the hat still, yeah. And had the person who does the flight attendant.
Yep.
And he was the same person. It was really cool.
Again, updated.
Do you see
a freshness about it? Because you
updated. Imagine what they could do with today's drones.
That's what Rose. That's what I was thinking with AI today.
Not AI, just a drone. Just literally a drone into the wild, and you can get so many.
Okay, granted, I'm at that generation. AI and drone to me is kind of the same thing because I'm older. I think I was thinking the same thing. That's why I said with Soaring, I will wait. It would be gorgeous. You could be in a jungle, like above animals. You know, they have beautiful Niagara Falls there. But you know, it'd be even cooler if they did a little splash of water. Did a little, like you get the mount, when it does the desert, you get the dirt smell.
B40.
Yes, but even like when you're going through the clouds, just it's kind of like, what was the one, the Tree of Life, the Bug's Life?
Yeah.
You know, not as drastic as that, but just a little bit. Like when you're going through the ocean too, to smell the salty air. Going over the green pine forests, it's to smell. Disney's all about smell.
They are.
Yeah, because each park is piped differently, so.
And different sections of the different parks are piped differently.
Very true. Okay.
All right. My next one was Space Mountain. Was Mission Space. I enjoy Mission Space. I guess I'm not showing my ages. I love the feeling. It's like a weighted blanket.
That's great.
For me.
I'm glad. Okay.
I have been on both tracks. I have done the orange and the green. The orange is the more intensive one. That's the one with the G-force. The green is not as intense, and I might try to drag my mother on that one.
We'll see. I need to look at it online first before I even try anything like that.
Okay, if there's no G-force, so.
I'm a little scaredy cat when it comes to some rides. Okay, we're both on our fourth one now, right?
Yes.
What do you
wonder if we have the same one.
What?
I wonder if we have the same one.
I know we have the same fourth one. No, my number one, you've already said.
Yeah, you might have one, but I think we have the next three the same.
Seriously? Okay. Again, folks, we don't look at each other's lists. Like when I categorized it, I put hers on like I couldn't see it, like a real light font so that I could change it around. And then I changed hers back to black. Mine's blue or purple. My next one is Living with the Land.
I'm Living with the Land. I was just going to clarify, is I have a document of basically if you're going around the park, which ride you hit for in which order by just like walking in the circle around the park, which is the list that I post into the document. Right. And then we both change it.
Right. Which thank you, Rose, for doing that because I couldn't do that. That's wonderful that you do that.
Yeah, so we are not putting them in order when I put it in. We're just, like, putting a list. So I also have Living with the Land, though.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Again, I love a boat ride.
Yes, and this boat ride's beautiful, too. I mean, it's very – you leave there wanting to plant something, wanting to eat better, wanting to do better for the earth. It's one of the most powerful ones, I think.
Yeah, I really need to do the Behind the Seeds tour at some point.
There is that, you said.
Yeah, it's like $40.
Well, when I come in July, we'll book it. Definitely, because I would love to see it too. And a Munchkin's going to be jealous because she loves that ride also.
Oh, yeah. That might be Munchkin's like second ride or something.
Yeah. Okay. Number three
is Spaceship Earth.
Number three is Spaceship Earth.
Which I will admit does need some update, especially the track. It's like sometimes very noisy and junky.
Right.
Jerky.
That's okay. Yes.
So it is sometimes kind of jerky. I love Spaceship Earth. I love when you're coming down and you get to choose the different things and create your own future. I love learnings. So I love going through. Say hi to thank the Phoenicians, please.
Mm-hmm. Did. Okay.
Did you just text me, thank the Phoenicians?
Did I what?
Did you just text me, thank the Phoenicians?
No, I didn't do anything. It needs updating. You know, the pictures are kind of sad. But you know what? Again, it's hard to believe how big that is and like and how long you're in there. And you're in the globe the whole time. You're in that sphere. And I'm just amazed. It's again, updating needs to get updated, but everything needs to get updated. So taking a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. It's definitely each time you go to the park, you got to go on it. And you got to look at it also from all over when you're on the, what are those swinging things we like? The
swinging.
The things that I think are going to crash on the up top that we rode to,
The Skyliner.
The beautiful views there when you're on a monorail. There's so many different ways you can see the globe when you're on the highway. It's even if you go on Google Earth, you can zoom in on it.
Yeah.
So I do that with my kids. Okay, number two, Rose.
So number two is not currently in operation.
I know. It's shut down. It's
on the list because they're just updating it.
Test track.
Test track.
What's your favorite part of test track?
Oh, so that's actually a tough one. I do enjoy the outside part where you're zooming.
Right.
However, my favorite part of any of the iterations of test track was when it was the cold and hot rooms.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the last iteration, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like when those doors open up and you fly. I love that feeling.
Oh, I love the flying and part of the outside. That is amazing.
Okay, what is your
Sorry, real quick. For those of you who are a little confused about like the different iterations, so Test Track has had different iterations over the years. The original, the next, the new, a newer one, the last one, the new one that's coming out that is now partnered with Chevrolet. Correct?
Oh, okay.
I think it's Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
And so they change different things in it. Where, if you've been recently, where they have the aerodynamic portion used to be a cold room or heat room, where it would, like, the air conditioning would blast you or and the heat would turn on to test about different climates.
Okay. And they, like, there's a skid. They talk about the tires and the skid, I think, with the cold.
Yeah. And then you could also design your own car and test it against it. And hopefully that bug has gotten fixed for the new update.
Okay.
Because it was never able to do it.
No problem.
Sorry. Mom, okay. Would you like to go for your top?
Yes. My top is Remy's. I don't know what it is about that ride. I enjoy it. It's probably because it's brand new. And you're the actual in the little teacup, I think it is, or little rat car, whatever it is. You go under the furnace.
You're a mouse.
Oh, a mouse. But I'm right. Okay. But actually, I always remember you go underneath the furnace. You feel the heat from up above. They blast you. Mm. You see the feet going. I want to go on that again and again. And I'm not a big Ratatouille fan, but that is one of my favorite rides there. Okay, Rose, you're number one, which I'm sure I don't even have to look at to know.
I'm sure you don't either.
Oh, is this the fast pass that you always get? This one?
See, so I do occasionally use things for it, yes. It's because the load line is always very, very long for this one. So
it's no more virtual queue either, right? It's
no more virtual queue.
Okay, drum roll. What is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
I'm so shocked. Your virtual queue, the one, your fast pass. This is the one you always go on.
Yeah, Cosmic Rerun, Guardians of the Galaxy. I have so much fun with this one. It definitely gives that happy endorphins to me.
Very good. I'm glad. Do you like the movie?
I have never been able to sit through the movie once.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, I have never been able to sit through it, and I really don't even care for the parts of the ones I watch where they're in it, but not the main characters.
Okay.
So, I'm not a huge Guardians fan. However, I love the ride.
And you love the music.
Oh, yeah, the music. God, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, folks, so that is our Rank the Rides at Epcot. If you end the shows... So if you have any input, you want to give us some advice, you want to give us some, like, what you think, we'd love to hear it.
Or if we forgot a ride, please let us know.
Yeah, really. I'm sure we did.
But next week, we are going to head off to a different park.
We are doing Hollywood Studios, right?
I believe, yes, we're doing Hollywood Studios. We do need to talk in the future about what we're going to do about the Animal Kingdom, because... Animal Kingdom, including all of the shows and some of the other activities that I put inside, still only has 15 things.
Yeah, and I zipped through that. And Dinosaur doesn't even exist anymore.
Dinosaur's still open, Mom.
Oh, that's right. We just talked about that. We will do something else with that night, too. Maybe we'll do a quick, like, music or something fun.
Yes.
Okay.
Just something fun, just to talk about. We'll split it with something else.
We'll figure it out. Well, everyone have a magical week.
Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you want to email us, it is enchantingmagicpod@gmail.com.
All right.
Take care, everyone. Bye.